pray together. God, we know that in any times of our lives that we can run to you, that we can come to you, and that we can lay our burdens, our cares, our worries at your feet. And God, it's so easy to get overwhelmed by life, overwhelmed by all the things that happen to us, around us. But God, we know that we can come to you. And so, Lord, we lift before you our own needs. We lift before you the needs of others that we know that are in need of just support or love or healing. Lord, we pray boldly and ask you to do the miraculous, the supernatural in people's lives and in our own life. Because God, you can and you do those things. And Lord, we thank you for today that we can be here and we can enjoy hearing stories about what you've done in people's lives and God, how you have transformed people and called them into the waters of baptism. And Lord, I just pray that in this service of celebration, Lord, that we would cheer others on and that we would cheer you on because you make a difference in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity we have to worship you, to celebrate you. Be with us, God. Amen. You go ahead and have a seat. Unless you're in grades 1 through 4, then you guys can go to Grace Kids for your time of teaching. They're all ready for you over there. Just some things that are happening in the church throughout this week and the weeks to come. If you want to know anything in more detail, you can check our website. And I would encourage you, if you haven't already, to sign up for the email out because there's even more details on there of some of the things that we don't post on our website. So make sure you do that just so you don't miss anything. Also, there's QR codes all over the building. Just scan those and they lead you to somewhere on our website or to find information. Just a heads up that the newcomers clothing event, women's newcomer clothing event, is happening this next Saturday. And so this is your last day to drop off clothes, just so you know. Bring them in today. Because they're going to be organizing them and putting them out and getting ready for the Saturday event. And so it's a pretty exciting thing. I don't know if you – I think that our welcome team is excited to get their welcome center back. There's a huge pile of clothing in there that need to be gone through. And they're going to clean that out and get it all organized today in preparation for Saturday. Also, we have Christmas hampers that we're doing. We do this every year to be able to show love to some of our Grace Point attendees who might have a little bit of struggle financially. And so we're going to be doing over 15 hampers this year, but we need some help to be able to fill those hampers. And so they could be through gift cards or whatever. And so check out the website or the mail out to be able to find out information. And I would encourage you, if you haven't already, to sign up to be able to give towards one of those. And also we have on Wednesday, this Wednesday on the 27th, we have from 7 to 8:30 a time of just self-guided worship, essentially. There's going to be some worship music that's going to be happening. And it's a space to just basically engage in your own personal experience of worship, as well as just kind of a time of self-led prayer, of song and reflection. And it's just a way to be able to center your heart and your soul towards Jesus. And so it's a beautiful time if you want to take that in on Wednesday night at 7. So today we're having, it's a baptism Sunday, if you didn't know already. And so welcome to our special guests who have come to be with us. We're going to have the baptism service just a little bit after this sermon. But with a strong response to our call to baptism this time, I decided to kind of make that the main event of this service. And so you're going to have a really short sermon. I'm going to get to the end of it and hopefully you'll be like, well, that's it. But then you're going to get like 7 testimonies because we have 7 people that are going to get baptized today. And so that takes some time. Isn't that exciting? Like that is just amazing. We were just overwhelmed by that and so excited. I was in charge of getting the baptismal tank ready. It's like a lukewarm bath. I thought of putting some Epsom salts in there just to kind of relax us, but I didn't do that. But it'll be okay. So what you're going to hear with the testimonies of baptism. So basically, we have our baptism tank out in the lobby. So you're going to see some video feeds of their testimony, and they're going to answer three different questions or touch on three different things. The first thing is they're going to tell us a little bit about how they met Jesus, how they came to Jesus. And then secondly, why they want to be baptized and what it means to them. And then they're going to share a scripture verse that means something to them, and it's kind of their life theme verse. And so it's kind of a special time. And then we're going to like put them underwater, and it's kind of an exciting thing. You might notice that there's three people in the tank instead of just two. So what we do here is this is kind of a newer thing. We have, if somebody has been a significant support to that person in their faith journey, we invite that person. We can only fit three people in there max. So we invite that person to be in there with us. And so I'm going to be baptizing, and Pastor Luen is going to be baptizing a few people with another person in the tank. We actually have Pastor Sid here today, and he's going to be joining us in the tank for a couple people too, because he's been a significant part of their faith journey. And so that's something that we really want to be able to emphasize and encourage in people's lives. But basically, baptism is one of those things where it's an outward sign of an inward change of what Jesus has done in their life. And it's something that really helps us to understand and to celebrate the new identity that people have when they find Jesus, and that Jesus makes this change within our lives that shapes our identity in ways that wasn't shaped before by life itself. I was once invited to speak about identity at a pastor's retreat. It was a very small pastor's retreat. And there were four of us that were speaking, and there were four different topics, and they gave me the topic of identity. And I just felt absolutely overwhelmed by that, because it was like, how do I summarize identity in one session? And then when we came to the session, I thought I had a pretty good stuff, and I had about 40 minutes of material. And they said, okay, Dave, we're going to cut you short. You only get 20 minutes. I'm like, and that was 5 minutes before I started my talk. I'm like, how am I supposed to do this? And so I tried to talk really fast. I cut out a whole bunch of stuff, but here's the thing, what I wanted to say in about 3 minutes, what I wish I would have said in those 20 minutes if I was more prepared. See, Acts chapter 2, verses 37 to 39 says this: when the people heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the other apostles, brothers, what shall we do? And Peter replied, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins. And you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and your children, and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord God will call. You see, this was the day of Pentecost, and all these weird things were happening. They were speaking different languages, and everyone was so confused about what was happening, unless they had received the Holy Spirit at that point. Then they were not confused. And so Peter had to explain to the crowd, and the people's response was, when they heard about Jesus, they were cut to the heart, and they realized, I need this, I want this. It was a declaration of a change of identity that they were desiring within their lives. And baptism is that declaration of identity about who we are in Jesus. Our life becomes bound up with the life of Jesus as we walk alongside of Jesus within our lives. So as a baptized disciple or follower of Jesus, we are not defined by our past. We're not defined by what other people think or say about us. We're not defined by our job or wealth or social status. We're not defined by our achievements or our grades. We're not defined by our family or culture of origin. We're not defined by our nationality or our political affiliation. But our identity is defined by who God is and who God says that I am and how He helps me to become more like Jesus. It's a celebration of positive interchange is what we experience when we enter into the waters of baptism. And Jesus gives us a mission as Christians of baptism.
for Christians to form identity through sharing Jesus, making disciples, and baptizing them. In Matthew chapter 28, where Jesus gives the Great Commission, he says, "Therefore, go make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit." So we baptize because Jesus commissioned us to baptize. That's why we do it. It's to form our identity. It's to celebrate that new identity we have in Jesus, and to, because he commissioned us to do it. And Peter gives us the next level of the power of baptism in 1 Peter chapter 3. It says this: "The water symbolizes baptism that now saves you also. Not the removal of dirt from the body, but the pledge of a clear conscience towards God." Isn't that a beautiful thought? A clear conscience before God. It saves you by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven, is at the right hand of God with the angels, authorities and powers in submission to him. So it's a symbolic declaration that through Jesus we are changed in our identity, in our purpose, in our person. It's a washing away of the old self and a coming out and embracing that new life, that new identity in Jesus. And as we follow Jesus, we are empowered by the Holy Spirit in our lives. Because you see, the Spirit gives us equality, freedom, and unity within our lives. In 1 Corinthians it says, "For we were all baptized by one Spirit, so as to form one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slave or free, and we were all given one Spirit to drink." You see, all of us sin. We all do. We all have sinned in our lives. All of us are unworthy of salvation. But Jesus died and rose and ascended to heaven for all of us. All of us have access to Jesus. All of us, in our surrender to Jesus, have the opportunity to be new, to have a new identity, to be renewed in Jesus, and to enter into the waters of baptism. So when we consider others throughout the world who believe in Jesus, we have a unity that transcends the cultural background that we have, that transcends the differences that we have, the languages that we have, the preferences that we have, because we believe in Jesus. And that unites us as a faith community. It unites us as a community of believers throughout Edmonton, throughout Alberta, through Canada, North America, and throughout the world because of Jesus. If there are any candidates and families that are still here, some of the baptism candidates and families, I would invite you to make your way. I think most of them did, but just a reminder in case you forgot. And just some questions for us to ponder as we close our time together in this portion of our service, and then we get to the really good stuff. First of all, how would I describe my own identity and how it's been shaped by Jesus? How would you describe your identity and how it's been shaped by Jesus? Wow, that's a big exodus, isn't it? Yeah, I probably should have just sent everybody out. That's awesome. I love it. But how has your identity been shaped by Jesus? And what has changed? Secondly, how do I view baptism as a part of Jesus shaping my identity? See, baptism is that one step of identity that you enter into just as to affirm and proclaim that life in Jesus. Thirdly, what are the spiritual implications of baptism? I mean, it's an affirmation of your identity, a proclamation of your identity in Jesus. It's that mission, it's that declaration of faith. And what does it mean for you? And how does our one baptism shape our faith community in our home, in our church, in our community, and with anyone who knows Jesus and shares that faith and that unity that we have? Let's pray together, and then we'll watch a video and see these people get dunked. God, we thank you so much for this beautiful shaping of our identity when it comes to our faith in you, when it comes to those steps and those markers in our faith that shape our identity, and the way that, God, you challenge us, you invite us, you celebrate with us in this baptism experience. And God, we thank you for that new identity that we can have in Jesus. And Lord, as we hear the testimonies of a shaping of identity of these seven individuals, Lord, that we would hear your message. And God, that it would speak to our hearts and cause us to reflect on how, Lord, you have shaped us in our identity. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Isabella Terry. I was raised in a Christian home, and my dad was a pastor. I attended church and Sunday school every week, and grew up knowing and believing in God. Each summer, I would go to Deer Valley Meadows Family Camp with my grandparents and my cousin. This helped me grow a lot closer to God. The summer after grade 6, I invited Jesus into my heart. I was in my bunk bed at Deer Valley Meadows and felt a sudden longing to completely follow Christ and surrender myself to Him. The year after, I went to youth as well as fall over and youth camp. There I found an amazing group of friends that helped and continue to help me grow in my relationship with God. I want to get baptized to publicly declare that I am a follower of Christ. I believe that it is an important step in my faith journey. To me, baptism means to leave your old self behind and journey in a new life with Christ. A scripture verse that is meaningful to me is Isaiah 41, verse 10. Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand. This verse has been on a letterboard in my room for over a year now, and I constantly look at it to remind myself that God is always with me and that I am never alone.
Isabella, it's my joy to baptize you. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
My name is Valerie, and I am getting baptized today. So the reason why I have decided to give my life to Jesus is I've always grown up in a Christian family, and I've always known about baptism, but I actually never experienced the baptism through immersion of water. So I don't specifically have a day that I gave my life to Jesus. I guess it would become today, but I have always grown up, like I said, in a Christian family, always gone to church, but I guess now being an adult, I've learned to trust more, to trust God more, to trust Him in all the decisions that I've made. I always believe He has always led my life, He has always timed my life in everything that has happened, and for that I'm just eternally grateful for His grace. And I just want to start a new life with Him. So the reason why I want to be baptized is I've never been baptized through the immersion of water, and it's something that I've always wanted to do. The rest of my family have been baptized in that way. I guess it's just something that I hadn't done, and I now want to do. I know the significance of it happening through being immersed in water, so it's something that I want to do for myself, and also the significance of it happening now in Canada. I recently also came to Canada about 2 years ago, so it's helping me to start a new life, start afresh, starting to walk a new path with God, a refreshed path with God, and that's why I want to get baptized, and that's why baptism is significant to me. So my significant Bible verse that I want to share is Isaiah 60, verse 22. When the time is right, I, the Lord, will make it happen. This particular Bible verse is significant to me because through my walk with Jesus, with God, I've learned to always trust in His timing. I have not always agreed with it, but I've always learned that most things that have happened to me, in fact, all things that have happened to me have always happened at God's best timing, and it's something that I've carried through my life, so it's always something that I now hold dear to me, knowing that God's timing will always come to pass. Everything that He's promised us, it will come to pass. We just have to trust in His timing.
And so Valerie, based on your profession of faith, it's my pleasure to baptize you. In the name of the Father, Spirit, and Holy Ghost. Is that wrong? You can.
My faith
faith journey began at an early age. I was raised by Christian parents, grew up attending a Christian school, and went to church on almost a weekly basis. Christianity was something that I almost took for granted growing up. My relationship with God had its ups and downs. In my late teens and early 20s, I began to struggle with my faith. I felt like I could get through life's challenges on my own without a need for a close relationship with God. But that all changed on September 2nd of 2022 when my mother passed away suddenly after a short battle with cancer. I was completely devastated, and I didn't know how I could move forward in life without my mom by my side. But I began to realize how desperately I needed God in my life to get me through a challenge that was unlike anything that I'd ever faced before. And since then, God has blessed me in so many ways. He's put so many incredible people in my life who have rallied around me and supported me throughout my grief journey. Eventually, I began to read my Bible daily, attend young adults events, and go to weekly services here at Grace Point. And I recently even began to serve as a youth leader here as well. I feel like I've grown so much in my relationship with God over these last 2 years, and I feel like I'm ready to take an important step in declaring my faith publicly and getting baptized. I've decided to get baptized because I want to commit the rest of my life to serving the Lord above all else. And I feel that baptism represents the process of dying to yourself and the new life that comes when you fully commit your life to Christ. I'm also doing this because I know that I'm far from perfect, and I need a Savior who is. And baptism, to me, is a public declaration of the need that I have for Christ in my life. The scripture I've chosen for my baptism comes from Hebrews chapter 4, verses 15 and 16, which says, "For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who in every respect has been tested as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore approach the throne of grace with boldness, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need." I decided to choose this verse because it rings true to my experience in dealing with loss in recent years, and how God was able to bring me closer to Him and give me comfort when I needed it most.
So Kenan, it's my pleasure to baptize you, for us to baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
My name is Hudson. I'm 15. I go to Millwood Christian School, and I've been attending Grace Point Church for about my whole life. Like most of you, I grew up in a Christian household. I knew all the stuff, and I could recite a lot of Bible verses, but I never really had that big, firm foundation. And so after a while, I got a lot of questions. I got stuff that couldn't really be answered. And unfortunately, that questioning and that curiosity turned to suspicion, and specifically suspicion towards the church and the whole Christian movement. I started losing my faith and didn't really go down the best path. I completely went off the rails and had even had like weeks worth of depression in my bed doing nothing. But I remember one night I was super bummed out, and I just remember my mom saying how whenever I used to have nightmares to pray to God in Jesus' name, get out. So I tried it, and everything just went away. I had like a supernatural wave of calm. I swear to you, my room went dark and stuff, and then it was just normal. After that, I started reading my Bible more, and I started getting more in contact with God. Ever since then, I just wanted to give other people the calm that Jesus gave to me. Personally, I want to be baptized because I see it as an outward expression of the start of my faith. This is me declaring, this is my start of the walk with God. From here on out, I'm going to try my best to live how Jesus would and do everything He would do in that situation. From what I've heard, baptism is a symbolic kind of burying of your old self. Going into the water, you are one person, and coming out, you're a whole different person. My life verse, or passage really, is James 2:14-19. My brothers and sisters, what good is it for people to say that they have faith if their actions do not prove it? Can that faith save them? Suppose there are brothers or sisters who need clothes and don't have enough to eat. What good is there in you saying to them, God bless you, keep warm, and eat well? If you don't give them the necessities of life, so it is with faith. If it is alone and includes no actions, then it is dead. But someone will say, one person has faith, another has actions. My answer is, show me how anyone can have faith without actions. I will show you my faith by my actions. Do you believe that there is only one God? Good. The demons also believe, and they tremble with fear. I see that this verse is like a call to action. It's one of those verses where it has a statement that kind of just like makes you stop and think and reflect. It makes you think. Yes, there are many, many Christians who believe that God exists, but it also states that the demons believe in it too. So it makes you think, what really sets you apart from those demons? Well, for me, first of all, is that I live in good faith. I live out God's works, and I strive every day to do His commands.
So, Hudson, based on your profession of faith, mm-hmm. it's our joy to baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
So, I grew up in a household that knew about God, knew about Jesus. So I was a little kid. I would go to Sunday school, I would memorize the verses, I would win the prizes, but going into my teenage years, my spiritual life took a backseat because I prioritized other things like school and sports, and I went from attending church regularly to coming a few times a year, and that led me to grow apart from God, and it lasted all the way until grade 11, when I kind of started coming to youth, and I came a little more in grade 12, but then COVID happened, so I was kind of back to square one, but it helped remind me about God and that the church was there. And so during COVID, I would watch the online services, which would eventually lead me to talk with Sid, and he invited me to come and help out at youth. And that was the big spark that kind of reignited my faith. I would say that opened up the doorway for everything that happened, because serving at youth and finally getting to know people at church and building relationships with everyone, that would lead me to come and start attending on Sundays and continue volunteering as a youth leader and volunteering at Grace Kids and working at the church over the past few summers. All of it would really help me grow my faith, because I felt like I was a part of this community, and it would help push me to learn more about God, pray more, read my Bible more, talk about it with other people. And so that's kind of what led me to eventually commit my life to Him. I want to be baptized because it's something that Jesus said we should do, as a public and symbolic way to show that we have been raised anew and that I've committed my life to Him, not because that's what all the adults around me told me to do and so you just go along with it, but because you've investigated this lifestyle and I know that deep down this is the truth, and it's the way, and this is the path I want to follow for the rest of my life. So the verse I chose today was Isaiah 53:12, which goes, therefore I will give him a portion among the great, and he will divide the spoils with the strong, because he poured out his life unto death and was numbered with the transgressors, for he bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. So I like this verse because I think it shows Jesus' rejection, his suffering, his death, his resurrection, and his work of redemption on the cross, which is the reason I'm getting baptized today, because I believe in it.
Krill, because of your profession of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
I like to personally know more when I'm following Jesus. To me, Jesus is unchanging. I'm thankful for a God who doesn't hold what I do against me, and for a God who cares more about who I am and who I want to be rather than what I've done. Whenever I need Him, even if I've messed up, He still loves me and He cares for me. In the times that I was without Jesus, it felt like my mistakes defined me. It felt like messing up became my identity. I tried to fill my emptiness with things of this world. It led to anxiety, uncertainty, and isolation. Felt really distant from God, and I knew of Him, but struggled to make my relationship personal with Him. I was always established in an uplifting community, even though I wasn't necessarily connected with God personally. I decided to go to Holsby Bible School for a year after I was done high school, and I was surrounded by a community of people who were really intentionally living out their faith and demonstrating the practicality of it, and I wanted to be like that. I'm going to give my life to God because I want to be like the people who showed me what Jesus was like, and I want to show people what Jesus has done for me and what Jesus means to me. I want to be that person who inspires others to go grow in their relationship with God and make it personal. Baptism is the next step that I take in my faith, and it shows the commitment I have to walking with God. It's the public part. It's how I show my commitment to following Jesus as I'm dead to the person I was before Him, and I'm rising again as a new person with Him. Psalm 139, verses 7 through 10. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? Even if I go to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are also there. If I rise on the wings of dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your right hand will guide me, even your right hand will hold me fast. I picked this verse because it shows the steadfastness of God and His commitment to me and to everyone, and that He'll never leave us.
Krill, because of your, Isaiah. Yeah, it's written right up there. Isaiah, because of your profession of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
My name is Marshall Weave. I was 4 years old when I let Jesus into my heart. I grew up in a small church in Ontario that my dad was pastoring at the time. I didn't really understand what it meant to be Christian, though. In 2020, my mom got sick and I felt far from God. Then, a few years later, I moved to Alberta and came to this church. That's when I really understood what it meant to be Christian. Now I pray every day and try my best to follow Christ, and He comforts me through the hard times. To me, baptism is a public declaration that I choose to live my life according to Jesus Christ. God is our Creator, and He loves and forgives me no matter what. And all He asks from me is love and obedience, and I want to sign a declaration that I will do so. The verse I chose that is significant to me is Ephesians 1, verse 7. It reads, He is rich in kindness and grace that He purchased our freedom with the blood of His Son and forgave our sins. I chose this verse because it shows that no matter what we do, we will be forgiven, and God loves us so much that He sacrificed His Son so we can be saved. Thank you for your love and support, and I look forward to walking with Jesus with this community.
Marshall, because of your profession of faith, we baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
God, we know there are forces on the world that are trying to tear us down. So we're going to pray for those candidates who just got baptized to bless them. So if you feel comfortable to extend your hand out, because they're not in the room, they're getting changed back there. But let's just pray for all of those candidates today. God, we thank you so much for these seven people. We thank you for Isabella, for Valerie, for Hudson, for Keegan, for Krill, for Isaiah, for Marshall. God, we thank you so much for the work that you have done in their lives, and we give you all of the praise, all of the glory, and for those people who were impactful in bringing these people closer to Jesus, we just praise you, give you all the honor and glory of lives committing their lives to you. God, we thank you that your light shines bright. We thank you that your love endures, and we thank you for those who put their steadfast faith in believing in you. We thank you for the gift of baptism as Jesus gave it, as he showed us the way. And so we thank you that these candidates have taken this step of faith. God, we pray that they would draw closer to you, that they would draw near to you, and that they would remember the new life that they have been given in you. That today is the day to remember how they are taking this next step forward, to live into your ways and into your truth. God, as we have heard these testimonies, let them impact our hearts. Whether we know these people or not, God, let us not forget the amazing work that you have done, not only today, but each day and into the next week as we live it out. God, I pray that each one of us would be able to get to know you better, to know you more, to know you deeper, and to take a step of faith as well. We thank you that you are our loving Father, that you are our healer, that you are our comforter, that you give us strength when we are weak, and that you are our source of joy. We thank you that you are Almighty God. We give you all the praise and glory this morning. In your name we pray. Amen.